Rare but brief summer break with a high around 88. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. 2019 has been the deadliest year for boating accidents in Alabama in two decades. 25 people have died so far this year. In July alone, 12 crashes resulted in six deaths. Alias Marine Patrol says they can't pinpoint the cause of this year's drastic increase. Happening today, the Montgomery County School Board will have a special called meeting. Board members will get an update on the school system's accreditation from Advanced Ed. We will have updates on the story throughout the day. And a prison search dog was injured after finding synthetic marijuana during a dorm sweep. The dog named Jake became unresponsive after finding a powdery substance that turned out to be synthetic marijuana. He was taken to Auburn University for treatment and is expected to make a full recovery. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Yes! Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins,
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road. Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Some statistic about Africa today. I can't remember. Oh, Africa will have a larger workforce than Asia in a few years. Oh, that's why the Chinese are investing
there. I was just going to say, I mean, but they'll all be working for China? How's that work?
Well, it is really cool because, not cool, I mean, it's terrifying, frankly, but North Africa is pretty much all Muslim and South Africa is pretty much all Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be interesting when that comes to a head.
Yeah.
At some point. little lush overgrowth there that separates them right now, but not forever. You know, it's only a matter of time for someone drops some defoliant in there and they go to war. Our number 2729228. Well, I mean, that's the way the world works. You know, death, subjugation, and slavery, Dave.
True.
That's the history of humanity.
It's true.
All right, we're going to take your phone calls if you want to get in. 272-9228. It's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. 272-9228. Also have some creepy news from inside the United States. Got some important international news to cover. I got a people huffing wasp spray story. I got a great interview with Putin I want to get to. And something we covered last week on the DNC hack of the emails. I got a follow-up to that with some audio that's going to support what we talked about last week that I've been saying from the beginning. Huh. I've never wavered on this issue.
You have
not.
We
got all that and more. Dave Mowry sits directly to my right. I am Baron Coleman. Your calls are beginning right now. Who's this?
Trisha.
Hey, Trisha. How are you?
Trisha?
I'm good. I heard over the weekend that they were dipping cigarettes or something in wasp spray and smoking it.
Wasp spray.
Nuts.
In Raid wasp spray?
Well, yeah. Yeah. But I'm talking about...
like a brand of wasp spray?
Yeah, I mean, any wasp spray. Right. Whatever the active ingredient is, apparently gives you like a meth high.
In wasp spray, but not in like regular bee spray or whatever.
Oh, I don't know the answer to that.
That could be,
maybe some difference.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Maybe you got to hit the wasp.
Do they have
neck.
Bee spray?
Do they have bee spray? Or just wasp spray? It's usually wasp and flying insect spray or something.
So maybe it's all the same.
I need some of that because...
I wonder what spider spray would do to you.
I need some of that and maybe a pack of cigarettes, you know, and a lighter if y'all want to come up here into the studio.
I need some of that wasp spray because I have a wasp growing a nest outside my son's bedroom.
Yeah, that's why I need it too, because of the wasp and the nest.
Stop and get some on your way home.
That's right.
But that's not why I was calling. Oh. I was taking a risk this morning. I felt risky.
Uh-huh.
I was going to call and risk chastisement.
Oh, boy.
But I figure what I'm about to say is always on topic.
Okay.
Felt risky. Might hang up later.
If you hang up on me, I'll know. Yeah. My judgment was off.
It's a joke.
So, I met a listener this weekend named Jason who told me that he had a total man crush on Baron.
Who?
And I think that's always on topic.
That's always on topic. Who is this man crush?
It's also completely
His name is Jason.
What? Does he have a last name?
I don't know.
Huh. Is it our caller, Jason?
Yeah, well, he doesn't call.
He doesn't call. Well, then I have...
So I'm sure he's listening right now.
Well, we've had a guest named Jason.
Maybe we can talk him into calling.
We've had a guest named Jason.
Yeah, that's right. We have a regular caller named Jason.
And we have a regular caller named Jason.
It's not him.
Don't you have a husband named Jason?
The thick plotting's here.
Isn't your husband named Jason? Is he the man crush?
It's not him. Yeah, it's not him.
I don't know.
Maybe he'll call in and get familiar and clarify. With his man crush.
Well, I'm going to look at my... I don't even know how to look at my friends on Facebook. I was going to see if I...
Yes, you do.
I do now. I was on the wrong page. I'm going to see if I have a friend named Jason.
That's constantly posting to your wall?
There's too many of them. I have no way... Oh, man, there's like 2 dozen Jasons. I have no way to know who...
A lot of Jasons.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Jason, man crush. The phone number's open. Always open. 272-9228.
Y'all have a great day.
I appreciate it. Just going to get my wife to try to fight me to the death when I get home. Who's this man?
Who's Jason?
Who's Jason? Been talking to Jason on the phone?
She sounds hideous. Well, it's a guy.
Well, you know. Man crush named Jason. I don't know. Eh, whatever. I guess the next song I'm going to play is not for him. I guess we'll cover the wasp spray since you brought it up. I had no idea this was a thing. Wasp spray is now being used as an alternative form of methamphetamine.
I mean, you know, I guess...
This is unbelievable.
This is one of those things like, you know, first they took it so like where you can't buy, you know, Benadryl or like certain... Or
Sudafed.
Yeah, you can't buy
that. You gotta be treated like a criminal.
You know, right.
Be a clear nose.
You know, and then I'm buying 7,000 matchbooks and somebody's suspicious, you know, and batteries and...
What's the matchbook?
All these are allegedly ingredients that you use to make meth, apparently.
Matches?
Something about match heads, yeah. I remember that being...
The sulfur, I guess?
I think so, yeah.
Huh. I had no idea.
You know, but now, you know, so... But listen, criminals are, like they say about, you know, people in jail, like they're crafty, right? I mean, criminals are crafty. Like, they'll come up with some way. Apparently, wasp spray, you know?
Wasp spray.
I need to get, like, you know, severely methed up, right? So that's, like, my thing. Now, I can't find it, so...
But I want to know who did this first.
I want...
Some guy out there was like, you know what? I got a can of wasp spray. I'm not doing anything tonight.
There are like a billion of those, right? Like, who's the first guy to eat an oyster, right? Like, I picked up this rock out of the ocean, and I dropped it, and there's like ooze coming out of it. Let me drink it.
Let me eat it raw.
Tastes pretty good, grog. You know? Like, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, but that's at least some kind of protein. You know that's alive, and most living stuff you can eat.
Necessity is the mother of
invention. I'm talking about wasp spray.
Yeah.
Someone pulled out wasp spray out of the can and said,
hey, watch this, dog. Hey, you got a cigarette? Let me hold it right quick. And the next thing you know...
Apparently, there have been overdoses of this stuff, believe it or not.
Shocker.
This is state police. Some state police sergeant, Charles Sutphin, said, in my opinion, drugs are so bad around here, it's so available to people. And then all the time trying new things we wouldn't even think about.
Right, because most normal people would be like, you know what? I'm not going to huff the or smoke the wasp spray. You know, like, just... I mean, I don't know. I got a cigarette. I like cigarettes, maybe. But, like, you know, I'll use wasp spray to kill, you know, to kill wasps. And then somebody had the great idea to, like, spray the cigarette with the wasp spray and smoke it.
Sergeant Sutphin said the psychoactive effects of wasp spray include erratic behavior and extreme inflammation of the hands and feet. That's about where I'd check out. I don't think I'd go back for more wasp spray if I got extreme inflammations of the hands and feet. I can handle erratic behavior. I mean, I got a wife and seven kids. I've seen erratic behavior.
Correct.
In fact, I need to check and see where the wasp spray is at home. It's a cheap fix for meth addicts, Sergeant Sutphin said, adding that the overall results of its usage are still relatively unknown. Who's this?
Hey, it's Tom Bodette. How are you, sir?
You guys hit some wasp spray in the Navy, Tom?
I'm an inhalant expert, my friend.
Well, go on.
No, I used to teach a course in the Navy on chemical, biological, radiological warfare and all that. And, when you're looking at all these sprays, these killers of insects, they're all what they call toxins. They were experimented with the Iraqis used it a lot to kill Iranians during the 80s. It wasn't quite a chemical agent, wasn't a biological agent. It was an agent that was, like you see in the wasp spray, it attacks your central nervous system and inhibits certain parts and causes other parts of your, like your heart rate to go up, blood pressure goes up, and you get this euphoric buzz off of it until you can't breathe and die. Depending on how much you take. But if you read on the can, most of those cans, whether it be wasp spray or flea spray or anything that kills insects, the poison control folks are going to tell you that the cure, antidote is what they call an atropine injection.
Uh-huh.
So you'll have to read about that a little bit to understand more of the details. But, yeah, it goes into your central nervous system and just screws you up bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, again, somebody had to do it first. And you know what happened? You know what we don't know, Dave? This is what we don't know. All the weird stuff people have tried and died.
Mm-hmm.
And then we don't know that it didn't work and they were just trying to get high. And police show up like, that's kind of weird. He just sort of died at home alone, you know? But we don't know that it was because he was huffing some sort of spray and it killed him. Had he gotten high and lived to tell about it, other people would be doing it. But he died.
I don't know.
Yeah. How did you become an inhalant expert? That seems awfully specific.
Well, I grew up, I was born in 55, and I lived in California, the Bay Area, in the 60s.
Uh-huh.
We tried a little bit of everything. I mean, I don't mind telling you.
Wasp
a little bit of
spray,
glue.
Don?
No, none of that.
Oh.
No, it was...
Glue?
Yeah,
what does glue do to you?
It still has the chemical in it, 2-oil or 2-oil or 2-all or something. And you would go out, and I'm not kidding you, on a Friday night to the parks, and you'd see kids with tubes of glue in their pockets and plastic bags, huffing them out there. I didn't try it but once or twice, and it just made me sick as can be. My head started spinning around. So I started on other things.
Okay.
But it's cheap, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Let's face it, when you can't get it prescribed for free, or you don't get the government to pay for it, or when the doctor says you can't have any more and you want to live life cheaply, I guess, you go out and you do stupid things like that.
Hmm. Oh, to be a hippie in San Francisco in the 60s, I guess.
Yeah, I was born on a corner of Haight and Lisenby. Actually, I was born at UC Hospital in San Francisco. My folks had an apartment there. That was long before it was hippie town.
What year did you move away?
I moved away in 1971 to the panhandle of Florida and finished high school. Mm. Then joined the Navy and spent 22 years there.
I'm sorry you had to live in the panhandle, my friend.
Well, you're
better off with glue sniffing hippies in San Francisco.
I don't know.
Appreciate your call, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'm just kidding. The panhandle full of lovely people. Some. We'll be back.
Pretty woman walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on that beautiful ever-flowing Alabama River. And if you hadn't ever been down here, you're missing a good time. We rent out pontoon boats. You can cruise up and down the river, cruise up to the sandbar where there's a swing up there. You can swing out and splash around, enjoy the river, and cool off a little bit. Come back down here. We'll cook you some fresh seafood. Got a grill. We do that grilled amberjack, snapper, getting some flounders, groupers, all kind of good fish out of the Gulf. We got a steamer over there, those shrimp from Argentina. Tastes kind of like a lobster. We got those royal red shrimp, snow crabs. We got some oysters we're shucking on the hash shell, Rockefellers, and good eating. Let's talk about good times, because every Sunday afternoon, we kill it down here at the Oyster Bar. We bring in touring bands, and people play all over the world, and this is no exception, because Big Al and the Heavyweights are here Sunday at 5 o'clock. That's right, some good old Louisiana music. Y'all, it's going to be a good time. Check it out, CapitalOysterBar.com. We're going to be looking for you, so get down here soon and come hungry.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Bachelor Technologies ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Bachelor Technologies. Bachelor Technologies, your single source of network support. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Bachelor Technologies and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All right, guys, welcome back in. It's 22 minutes after 11 o'clock. Dave Mowry in the studio. Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon on a daily basis. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. I had the distinct privilege and honor of communicating with Riley just the other day. And Riley told me he loves being a part of the program, got a renewed commitment to the program, and could not be happier with our audience. Our audience is absolutely amazing. I mean, on a daily basis, the best radio audience. Our advertisers will tell you time and again, call Kim Williams, call Riley Manning, call any of these longtime advertisers, call Heirloom Jewelers, call Troop Booth over there. No matter what money they've ever spent on advertising before, they've never gotten the return on their money like they have on this program. They've just never gotten the return on their money like they have on this program. I mean, I think Bath Innovations, I don't want to speak out of school, but I think they had like $20,000 in contracts within the first month of advertising.
Well,
I mean,
it's kind of how this works.
This is why we're here. This is why we're here. So Riley Manning, let me get back to him. 50-plus years in the business. This guy's amazing. This guy's absolutely incredible. He's got that A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. He's got the trained professional painters, not the day laborers like the other guys. And, man, you know what? When you deal with some other people, they want that cash up front. They want some money up front. And they want to, you know, maybe they go buy a Sixer or something. They're not interested in painting. They just want that money up front. That's not Riley Manning. Riley Manning, you pay only after the job's complete, only after you're satisfied. That's the Riley Manning guarantee. Give him a call, 799-1284. Check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. You got the Valtrex out, dude.
We're not on air, right?
We are on air.
But, I mean, nobody can hear us.
Right? Nobody listens, but...
Look, Beasy.
You got some Wasp and Hornets?
I got the good stuff.
Oh, heck.
I got the ace.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let me see those Wasp and Hornet spray.
Let's see if it works in snuff. Let's do an on-air experiment.
What is the active ingredient in here?
Beats me, but it'll kill the devil out of some
wasp. Tetramethrin. There you go.
Meth right there on the name.
Tetramethrin. How about that? Methylpropanil? Methyldimethyl? Guys, we just answered our question we had earlier. What made someone grab this and start doing it? Someone saw the word meth was like in five ingredients. They're like, eh.
Close enough.
Let's try it. I'm willing to give it a shot.
Well, the can was full when I got out of my truck. Me and Joey were down in the parking lot.
And how do you feel now?
Oh, I feel fantastic.
I wonder how long wasp spray lasts. Like, if you try it, is it like a 10-minute deal and it goes away? Or are you wrecked for like 2 days like meth?
Dude, I don't know.
Everything I know about meth, I learned from Breaking Bad.
Right.
I mean, I literally have zero experience with meth outside of Breaking Bad.
Because, you know, no story ever starts. You know, I was floundering around in my career, and then one morning I decided, I think I'm going to do some meth. And now look at me.
Meth and heroin are the two
stories.
Meth and heroin are two facts that never appear in success stories.
Right.
Never. If you pulled out heroin right now, I run. I don't even want to look at it. I'm afraid like osmosis or something will jump on me.
Yeah.
I have no desire to look at heroin or meth.
So I saw the story that people are like huffing this crap, this wasp spray.
Huffing it and or smoking it.
Spraying it on cigarettes.
Oh, that's bad. But now somebody's going to want to pass a new law to control like who you can sell it to and what amounts. I'm like, no, don't control it at all. Don't control it.
Yeah, let's let Darwinism take effect on the wasp.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Don't need any.
I mean,
more
you know, like, and it shouldn't necessarily be shameful because it's a disease and all, you know, addiction and like, you know, people are like, man, I got it bad. You know, my kid's addicted to these opioids. But I'm just telling you, when you go and you got to tell somebody because you need help that your kid's addicted to wasp spray, they're going to judge you.
Well, the opioids you could have been given because
they're going to judge you. They're going to be like, wasp spray.
The opioids, though, you could have had an injury. And so that's kind of a noble addiction, right? I was trying to treat my injury. I was doing what doctor said. I got addicted. When you say you're addicted to meth, you got a character flaw.
Listen,
like,
man.
Something went wrong.
Right.
Not even meth, though. Wasp spray. Baron, I'm addicted to wasp spray.
But isn't Adderall basically just meth?
Allegedly.
Yeah. I mean, it's mostly amphetamine, sure.
Yeah. Someone told me that one time. Like, well, Adderall's like three quarters of meth.
And I've tried that stuff, especially in college. It's the study drug. And
Adderall?
There was one time where I took one that was way too much for me.
Yeah?
So I was supposed to write a 9-page paper. I, like, massaged one paragraph for 4 hours.
You got too intense?
Yeah, it was a little too in my own
head. You get too
locked in? I didn't like
in?
How it made me feel. I really didn't. And I've known other people who were prescribed it who got off it because it stopped being effective, and they hated the way they weren't hungry. They lost a lot of weight in a bad way. Yeah, it's essentially legal meth, probably more pure than the stuff we saw in Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I wonder if they had pharmaceutical-grade meth and heroin, would it be the epidemic and overdose problem that we have if with street drugs? You know what I mean? Because there's so much other garbage.
No, probably not.
Yeah, you ever, well, when you represent somebody who's been picked up with cocaine or whatever, they always send it off to the Department of Forensic Sciences, and it comes back with an analysis of what's in it. And it's very rarely very much cocaine in there. Yeah, 10, 20, 30%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's, and the rest of it's like just garbage. I wonder if you had 100% cocaine, would you have the same problems with cocaine that you have with 30% cocaine?
Well, last week you mentioned Portugal on this program. Now, they've essentially decriminalized all drugs, even the crazy stuff like heroin and meth. And what happened with them, it's now a decade out since they did that. There was a problem initially, obviously. But after a year or two, they saw, like, overdose deaths plummet. And they not only decriminalized, they said they treated it like a health issue. You got a problem, you can come in, and we'll try to help you in some way. And it really worked. Unless, I mean, some people were just straight up, you know, suicidal.
Right.
But for folks who, it takes it out of the shadows, it does give them a quality control check, so you're not just doing the stuff on the street. And Switzerland, I think, did something similar with heroin as well. Like, you want to use heroin? You can try it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to give you this program. The whole idea is it's not just the chemical hook. It's the quality of life and where somebody is mentally that drives them to, you know, stick a needle in their arm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think for, like, the younger, the kids and such, it removes part of that cool factor of, you know, I'm doing something that I ain't supposed to be doing, something illegal.
Right.
And so you don't have that extra little incentive to go out.
Well, most of the states that have regulated marijuana, the kids' marijuana use actually goes down for the same reason that, you know.
That's because mom and dad are toking on a fatty, and you're like, no, that's what old people
but
do.
But not only that, it's just harder.
I'm not on Facebook
it's
either.
It's just harder to get.
Yeah.
You know, it's just harder to get when it's regulated. Beer is harder for most teenagers to get than marijuana. It just is.
Yeah.
Because beer is highly regulated. And, you know, you got to know a guy. You got to, you know, and whereas marijuana is just kind of everywhere. I don't know.
Well, I was reading today, though, and out in California, the regulation out there is so stringent and the licensing and fees are so high, the black market is massive and still going on strong in California. Because, you know, it's pretty easy to grow, say, cannabis compared to distilling your own beer or whiskey. I mean, you can, but I saw some article, they're beefing up the budget, billions more dollars in order to crack down on the black market and make sure these people have licenses. I'm like, yeah, good luck with that.
Mm.
Why don't you lower the price and barrier to entry? That'll solve the problem, I think, quicker.
Yeah. I had a great idea for how to treat people with drugs.
Yeah.
You take military bases that have been bracked, like debracked.
Decommissioned,
right? You take them and you draw a big line right down the middle. And on this side of the military base, all the drugs you want.
Hmm.
All the drugs you want. You want to sit around and be a junkie? You want to overdose? You want to whatever? It's like Hamsterdam in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Right? It's just all the drugs you want on this side of the military base. You cross over this side, and you got to spend 6 months in treatment getting clean.
Hmm.
Intensive treatment.
A program like that the other night.
Yeah,
in Switzerland. That's kind of what they do.
But you go onto the left side of the base. But in order to leave the base, you have to go back through the 6 months. So anybody in Montgomery can walk into decommissioned base or treatment center, whatever.
They got the Air Force Base over in Selma. We can do it right there.
Yeah. Yeah, right there. So you go over to that Air Force Base in Selma. You go to the left side.
Craig.
Yeah, but you say, I want some drugs.
Is it just going to be drugs?
Where the drugs at?
Also a red light district like Amsterdam?
No, just drugs.
Just drugs.
Just drugs. Hookers are not allowed.
I wanted to do the whole panoply of vice.
But it's safe. I mean, the police are there. It's safe. You're not allowed to kill anybody.
I agree with Joey.
But you go over there and you do all the drugs you want. But to get off the base, you got to go through 6 months of intensive treatment.
Yeah.
And then you come out. Or you can just wander up and get the treatment. But if you cross back over at any point in time, you got to go 6 more months over there before you can come back out. And I think It'll draw all the junkies to one controlled area. You won't be killing people on the streets. They'll have all the drugs they want. There's some people who just want to use drugs and cause problems. Amsterdam, we got a place for it. The left side of the military base. You know, catch a ride to Selma, get on the left side, and get drugged
out. It's like a controlled burn or purge, in a way.
Well, it is a purge. It's social Darwinism.
No, it's really what they did in Switzerland. They set up clinics where you want to use heroin, we'll give you enough, not to kill yourself, but it'll be quality stuff. We're not going to administer it for you. We'll give you the needle. You can go in that room and do it. But then also they would suggest to people, hey, we've got this halfway house across the street. We got job opportunities. Are you really like, you know, do you want to keep doing this? What they saw over a few years is most people stopped. Overdoses plummeted.
That's essentially what, I mean, we have morphine treatment like that. But right. I think what a lot of people say is like Anthony Bourdain was addicted to morphine. He's addicted to heroin. And then he was on state administered morphine for 10 years, basically. And the thing is that it does enough, I guess, like if you're a heroin junkie, it gives you enough to make you not sick, but it doesn't actually like fix your high. And so it's essentially just maintaining this like stage of life. And most people who ever go on morphine treatment never get off of it. And so Switzerland's thing is that like they think that if they give you a controlled and regulated, you know, amount of heroin, that some people will eventually say, you know what,
why am I doing this? Yeah, exactly. Oh, and here's my opportunity to change my life. You change somebody's environment, they usually make better decisions. Gives them a moment of clarity.
Heroin.
Though I listened to a podcast with Dr. Drew this weekend, and I don't either. But Dr. Drew said blaming the opioid crisis on addicts is absurd. He went through like the whole what the medical profession did with these things. It's unreal. And this isn't just doctors and the corporate pharmaceutical companies. It was also the state boards of medicine essentially saying pain is like any other disease, and pain is, even though it's subjective, you must listen to your patient. So it wasn't just like certain doctors and pill mills. It was a system-wide push to give people all these opioids. And then when people are addicted, they're like, oh, get off my medical program, you addict. Right. And they blame the patient. No wonder we had this issue.
Well, and for some people, being a functioning addict is better than being in constant pain.
Yeah.
I mean, for some people.
It's a good point.
The song Methamphetamine by the Old Crow Medicine Show. One of the greatest bands to see live, if not the greatest bands.
Aren't they coming to Montgomery?
Yeah, coming to Montgomery in September, I mean. September 5th. September 5th. 34 minutes after 11 o'clock. We'll be back.
And the babies whine because they can't find nothing to eat. But mama, she ain't hungry no more. She's waiting for a knock on the trailer door. It's gonna rock you like a hurricane. It's gonna rock you till you lose sleep.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every Mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further. further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
Have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreek.com for complete rules.
Boss Skaggs is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win a pair of tickets to see Boss Skaggs at Impact on September 8th.
Babies in the running around, hanging with the crowd, putting your business in the street.
Tickets to Boss Skaggs at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, September 8th from News Talk 93.1.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We have an interesting weather week ahead as a rare summer front enters our state, hopefully bringing some nice relief. Today, hot and humid again with a high in the low 90s, a sun and cloud mix with scattered afternoon and evening storms roaming around. Sounds routine, right? Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms increase, becoming numerous by afternoon as a front moves through the state. Then storms ending later Tuesday evening, turning cooler, low 66. Wednesday, lots of sun, less humid. A rare but brief summer break with a high around 88. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play so.
Next time somebody complains that we have too many ads on this program, I want to explain to them that the Super Beats commercial on Fox News is 3 full minutes. I've been timing it. That's the longest commercial I've ever seen. 3 minutes on Super Beats. I mean, that's too many beats.
No, my favorite's the catheter commercial, where the example is the guy who's...
Which catheter commercial?
No, the one with the guy who flies the planes. It's like, yeah, that's most of the customers buying that catheter. You're just in the air for so long.
They've got to have, like, a slide rule or whatever, or, like, a spreadsheet. Sort of like they give you at casinos for blackjack, like, what the odds are. They have to know that if they put X any product at X number of advertisements with X type of name, that they make Z money. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because Super Beats, like, there's a lot of... 3 minutes on Fox News is a lot of money.
That's
there.
A lot of money nationally.
I mean, Super good Beats? Lord.
That was a long spot. Now, it could have been 2.5, but it was over 2 minutes because it went from 11:37 to 11:40 in the studio clock.
And, like...
That's a long Super Beat commercial. When it came on, I remember I've remarked in the past how long that commercial is. And so I was gonna keep an eye on how long it was. It was 2.5 or 3 minutes. That's a lot of beat commercial.
Could be your next president. And like Super Beat.
Most people don't like, don't like beats. I mean, I'm sure Bernie does.
I mean, it's like Dwight did the program.
Don't they eat a lot of beets in Russia?
Borscht.
Yeah, but those aren't beets.
It is.
No, borscht is like cabbage with a...
You would think
borscht is beets.
They use beets in borscht.
That's what makes it purple.
Mm.
You never had borscht?
Oh, borscht is beet soup, isn't it?
Beet soup.
Yeah, okay. I'm thinking of cabbage rolls.
I don't know. I just know that they've got it. You know who doesn't have beets? Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Not that I'm aware of. If they have a beet dish, I'm not aware of it. I've not had it. Our friend Dwight would not be happy with that decision, but Midtown Pizza Kitchen, I'm happy with that decision. They do a fantastic job day in and day out. Get by there when you get a chance. Two locations right here in the River Region. The High Point Shopping Center up in Prattville, Alabama. The Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen has a daily lunch special. I don't know what it is yet because it's early on a Monday, but they're open. And if you get in there right now, you get that lunch special and a salad for $9. You can also pair a slice of pizza, any pie on the menu. I believe any pie on the menu. And a salad for $9 or a slice of that lasagna. Homemade, creamy, handmade lasagna. Really, really fantastic stuff. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, 16 beers on tap. They got great wine menu, half-price wines from open to close on Wednesday. And on Sunday, beers are half-price and kids eat free. Can't beat that with a stick. Joey Clark joins the radio program. 84's in the studio. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. I'm going to play a little audio. I'm not a big clip guy. You guys listen for a long time know that. Not a big clip guy, but I am going to play a little piece of audio here because there is...
Is it about gay frogs?
Not about gay frogs.
Oh.
Dang it. Okay. But
I think that was the last audio you played.
Frogs gay. But since we're playing...
Say it slow for me, Dave.
Since we're playing... since we're playing audio, maybe I will do that. This is... You remember last week I told you guys about the lawsuit where Ellen Ratner is quoted in the lawsuit from a guy named Batowski? Remember this? We talked about businessman Ed Batowski who filed a lawsuit trying to clear his name against people who... said that he was lying. And here's the paragraph. I'll read you from the lawsuit. It said, Mr. Batowski stumbled into the crosshairs after Ellen Ratner, who you'll hear from momentarily, a news analyst for Fox News and the White House correspondent for Talk Media News, contacted him in the fall of 2016 about a meeting she had with Mr. Julian Assange. Mr. Ratner's brother, the late Michael Ratner, was an attorney who had represented Assange. According to Mrs. Ratner, she made a stop in London during a return flight from Berlin. And she met with Mr. Assange for approximately 6 hours in the Ecuadorian embassy. Ms. Ratner said Mr. Assange told her Seth Rich and his brother Aaron were responsible for releasing the DNC emails to WikiLeaks. Ms. Ratner said Mr. Assange wanted the information relayed to Seth's parents, as it might explain the motive for Seth's murder. Now, a lot of people have said, oh, it's easy for him to make that unsworn allegation in a complaint. Ms. Ratner's never spoken on the issue before. Or has she? I will let you decide whether what she's about to say in this clip is consistent. Now, this clip is 3 years old. This is from November 2016. I'm going to let you see if it's consistent. This was 3 days before the election. Is this consistent with what I just read from the lawsuit, which is Batowski and Ratner told Batowski, Assange told her that Seth Rich did it?
I know we all hate, I hate these media people. They're the worst. Awful. But don't get hung up on it, because it really it doesn't have that much of an effect. And they did report the emails, Wikipedia. They went after Hillary.
WikiLeaks.
Yeah, excuse me.
By the way, just FYI, I met with...
I gotta take a WikiLeak.
I spent 3 hours with Julian Assange on Saturday at the Ecuadorian embassy in London.
Get this. Listen to this. Go ahead.
Well, I did.
Yeah.
But one of the things he did say is that the leaks were not from, they were not from the Russians. They were an internal source from the Hillary campaign or from somebody that knew Hillary, an enemy. He does not think they're from Russians. And he said Russia got credit for something WikiLeaks should have gotten credit for.
Well.
You realize the entire Mueller report rests on the lie that DNC was hacked by Russians?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And our entire intelligence community concluded it was hacked by Russians?
13 agencies, Baron.
17 agencies.
17 agencies, Baron.
Which was really three, but still, it's the big three.
Three handpicked by James Clapper, yeah.
Yeah, so it's the big three. NSA, CIA, and FBI. I don't know whether Ellen Ratner was lying in this tape, or whether Batowski's lying that she talked to Ratner, but now you have two independent things You have Ratner telling people that Assange told her that it wasn't Russians, that Russia got credit for something that a DNC insider did. And then you have this lawsuit that I just quoted from a second ago, paragraph 45 of this Patowski lawsuit, where he says that Ellen Ratner told him specifically it was Rich and his brother Aaron who were responsible for it. This is a huge deal. I don't think it's coincidental that these things are all leaking and dropping in the run-up to the 2020 election. We're going to find out by 2020, I think, that Seth Rich hacked it and the entire intelligence narrative that the Russians did it was made up. I think we're going to find out before the 2020 election about Epstein and all the other people involved in all that. I don't think a lot of these things, these are things that would have never come to light had Hillary Clinton won.
No.
Never come to light. It would have never come to light that Seth Rich hacked it and was murdered for it.
No, and Julian Assange is no longer in London. He is in U.S. custody, right?
Correct.
But he was brought in under the auspices of the Bradley-Chelsea Manning leagues.
Correct. Not the Russian stuff.
Think a plea deal is possible? If he under oath talks about who the source is for the DNC emails?
Well, there's a reason he's here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason
he's here.
Where
are they keeping him?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Has he been extradited?
Yeah, I don't know if he has. I thought he was in British custody.
I don't know that he's been extradited.
And we were trying to extradite him.
That would just be interesting if they had a chance to talk to him and say, we'll make it worth your while if you tell us the truth.
Yeah, they said it'll be 2020 before the British courts have a five-day hearing on the matter. February 24th of next year, whether or not they'll be able to extradite him. They've got to take the death penalty off the table.
Yeah.
If they put the death penalty on the table, he'll never be extradited.
Correct.
But I'm telling you right now, I've told you from the beginning, the Russians did not hack the DNC. It's impossible. Based on the experts who looked at the metadata, said it is impossible to get those download speeds. It is absolutely impossible to get those download speeds at that location overseas. It's just not possible. It had to be done on site.
Yeah.
It had to be done on site. Penny Aaron Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. That's Tom Latham. Penny Aaron Concrete Technologies. Tom Latham's a good guy. He's a better concrete man. So all you got to do is get in touch with him. Let him come out and dream with you. Have him come out and look at your patio, your walkway, your driveway, your foundation, your slab, your piers, whatever it is you need done. Guys, he can start from the beginning, man. You have say you buy a five-acre lot. You say, I'm going to put the house I'm going to die in. I'm going to build it right over there. Well, have Tom Latham come out. He'll help you clear the lot. He'll help you grade it. He'll help you pack down the clay that needs to be packed down. He'll help you take care of everything. Tom Latham, Penny Aaron Concrete Technology, can do all that and more. Fantastic crews. Absolutely fantastic crews. The guy is nothing short of spectacular. He is the premier concrete guy in the River Region. You can get in touch with him online, pennyaron.co, on Facebook, Penny Aaron Concrete Technologies, or 284-9292. We'll be back.
Crashing into me like waves on the coast. Every time we talk, you move in close. I don't want you to stop. I don't want you to stop tonight. We got the last two glasses on a straw hut bar, trying to remember what number we are. String of white lights making your eyes shine tonight.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
That I didn't want to hear, but I knew that it would come. An old true friend of ours was talking on the phone. She said she found someone. And I thought of all the bad luck and the struggles we went through. How had I lost me?
Alright guys, welcome back in. 7 minutes till the top of the hour. ASC Credit Union has those Kasasa checking accounts. Unbelievable checking accounts. Unbelievable checking accounts. They have money back on those checking accounts. Money back on those checking accounts. You go into your normal bank, they charge you, you know, $6, $10, $15 a month for the pleasure of banking there. What a ripoff. ASC Credit Union made their name by offering you absolutely free checking accounts. Now, what if I told you, even better than an absolutely free checking account, a checking account that gave you 3% cash back on purchases up to $12 a month, that's $144 a year. Free money. Or something that operates like a CD where they put money in your account. They just put money in your account just for leaving your money in there. You put up to $30,000 in a Kasasa checking account, and they're going to give you 4% interest on that money, 4% APY on that money.
That's pretty good.
Really good.
I mean, that's like better than even like a money market account with check writing privileges.
That's
on
like
it.
25 times what money market accounts are getting right now. I'm not kidding. I mean, you looked at it. A lot of them are like 0.25%, 0.33%, right. 0.5%. This is 4%. This is every year you get 4% of whatever you put in there up to $30,000. It's up to $100 a month. Just free money. For no reason. They're just giving it to you.
Yep.
Everybody in the place, everybody in our audience should have gone by now to ASC Credit Union. Check that out. Go see the store for details. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 272-9228. Speaking of Russia, there was a cool interview with Vladimir Putin. Oliver Stone does some cool stuff. I don't know how he gets these interviews. I want to interview Putin.
Well...
But no, Oliver Stone interviews Putin.
I mean, you know, he direct 5 or 6 of the best movies of the last, you know, 40 years, and maybe they'll let
Other than JFK.
Platoon.
Okay, 1.
Wall Street.
2.
JFK.
3. Okay.
Natural Born Killers.
Sure.
I have it from good sources. Really what put it over the top for Putin was Alexander.
Well, he's also like a source or an agent, but, you know.
Stone?
Oliver Stone, yeah.
Yes.
What do you mean?
I mean, of course.
He's a businessman in Zaire?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
I think you knew it.
I'm not going to admit I knew that.
People versus Larry Flint. That's probably his last great movie. Mm. Nixon was pretty good.
People Universe of Larry Flint was okay.
It's a good movie.
I might have seen it like 7 times.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the plot I was after. I was a young man, Gleb.
Did you keep thinking you were missing something so you keep watching it?
U-Turn, underrated movie.
Never heard of it.
The Doors.
Oh, Doors is phenomenal.
Born on the 4th of July.
Yeah, okay. I get it. Oliver Stone, right? I got it.
Here's one that's kind of pertinent to you. Talk Radio.
I've never seen it.
With Eric Bogosian, the dude goes crazy and kills the talk radio. Oh, wait, maybe I should describe the plot here.
Why is it pertinent to me?
Crazed fan, you know, goes nuts.
My secret admirer, Jason.
I was fixing to say.
Just remember, when you walk
Who is this Jason fella?
When you walk in the door and you're looking straight ahead, that's Baron. If you turn to the left, that's me. But the guy straight ahead is Baron. Just FYI.
I hope Jason wasn't, you know, kind of a tall guy that smelled of peanut butter and dog lick.
That's gross.
Okay.
What? Where did that come from?
I'm not even sure how to respond to that, Claib.
Oh, let me tell you.
That's a callback.
Dog lick.
Wait, so what was in this interview?
Oh. Covering your body with peanut butter?
Let's get away from the peanut butter guy.
We're off that topic. There's a cool
y'all
segment.
Y'all are so slow sometimes.
Cool segment in this interview. Oliver Stone is asking Vladimir Putin about interference in American elections. Okay. He said, look, you've been accused of interference in elections, and it seems to me that some people in Ukraine may have been helping Clinton. You tell me. Do you think there was interference? He said, I do not think that this could be interpreted. This is Putin. I don't think this could be interpreted as interference by Ukraine, but it's perfectly obvious that Ukrainian oligarchs gave money to Trump's opponents. I do not know whether they did this by themselves or with knowledge of the authorities. And so Stone says, well, were they giving information to the Clinton campaign? And he said, I don't know. I'm being honest. I'll speak about what I do know. I have enough problems of my own. They assumed Ms. Clinton would win and did everything to show loyalty to the U.S. future administration. That's nothing special. They wanted the future president to have a good opinion of them. That's why they allowed themselves to make unflattering statements about Trump and supported the Democrats in every possible way. That's no secret at all. They acted almost in public. I just think it's interesting that he's unwilling to throw the Ukrainians under the bus.
Hmm.
It's very un-Putin-like. Very un-Putin-like. They said, did you interfere? And Putin said, I did not interfere then. I do not want to interfere now. I'm not going to interfere in the future. And Stone says, that's a noble motive. Unfortunately, the world has degenerated in these 2 years with all this backbiting and accusations, dirty fighting anyway. And Putin said, there are no rules at all. It's all no holds barred. Stone says, you have rules. You say no interference. Putin says, I have principles. I love that guy.
In Russia,
I don't love like the dictator who kills journalists and like the guy who throws people in gulags. But I love the guy who tweaks the media a little bit here and there.
In Russia, election interfere with you.
No, this is the guy when a protester, a woman wearing no top, everything to be seen, and behold, runs right at Putin. He doesn't react by flinching or anything. He just turns, looks, and in a split